Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Living Beyond Limits. If you do not know, I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. Welcome to our Sunday service. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome to our service. And so I invite you now to join me in reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that is what we are doing besides whatever it is that you said, what brings you here today. That is what we are doing also, is we are awakening to our own divine nature, to our own spiritual nature, to the presence of the infinite one that is expressing itself in and through and around and as everything that we can see in this world, that also expresses itself as us, through us, around us. And what happens then is we come to recognize that we are never separate or apart from that divine presence, from life itself, from that intelligence and love and creativity and goodness, that then can anchor ourselves into that when life is challenging, when life is difficult. We can turn within and access that love that lives inside of us when the world is not being loving. We can access the peace that resides within us that is there regardless of what's going on in the outside world. And as we do those things, we actually bring something different to this planet. Have you ever noticed how different you are when you're centered in your own spirit than when you're just coming from the voice of your ego? We come to the world differently. We act as a healing presence when we do that for ourselves and our own life experience and for the whole, because everything is connected to everything else. So it's like ripples on the pond that go out, and our peace and our love and our spirit change things around us. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing your light into this world in a way that only you can, and for being a beneficial presence in this world. Thank you for that. Do you ever find when things feel like they're falling apart, or at least that things are not going according to your plans, that the very first place you go is fear and worry and concern? Or when things seem to be falling apart and not going according to your plans, it's the first place you go, faith and trust. You know, a lot of people, we go to fear and worry, concern long before we get to the faith part. The first place we go is the fear and worry and concern. Yet as human beings, we want to have faith. We want to know that everything is going to work out. We want to know that we are safe and that we are okay. We want to know that we will be safe and we will be okay down the road when whatever finishes unfolding itself. We want to feel assured that everything's going to work out, and not just work out, but work out for good. That's where we want to live. What I think is when we get into worry and fear, what's really happening is we have forgotten the truth. We have forgotten the truth that the fullness of spirit, in all of its intelligence, in all of its creativity, in all of its power, is present right where we are, in our lives and within us. We have forgotten in those moments that that presence is our life. Is expressing as our life, because that presence is life with a capital L. It is life itself. That's what life is that energy and that perfection, that beauty and that magnificence of that infinite one unfolding itself. So there's a story that says, in the film Bruce Almighty, Jim Carrey portrays Bruce, a down-and-out reporter who is given the power of God, whom he meets in the form of a janitor played by Morgan Freeman. When Bruce becomes overwhelmed by the responsibility of his divine powers, he longs to become a simple human again. He consults God in an empty office building, after which, quote, the janitor ascends a ladder about to disappear beyond the ceiling. Bruce desperately asks what he will do if he needs help in the future. God looks back and answers that most people make the same error. They keep looking up. Truer words were never spoken. We have been taught that God is somewhere out there, above us, separate from us, while in fact, God is really somewhere in here, inside of us. We pray to a distant cosmic force when that very force is operating through us. We prostrate ourselves in worship. There are many levels of prayer, all of which work, yet some are more effective than others. At a simple level, we feel separate from God and ask for divine help with something we cannot handle. We've all been in this position, and the call of a sincere heart is heard by God and answered. Yet, there is a higher level of prayer, one closer to the truth of who you are. In reality, we are not separate from God. We are God's extensions and expressions of God. The Creator did not cast us off into an alien world alone and bereft. From the viewpoint of the illusory separate self, this gap seems very real. But from the point of the divine self, the God who created us lives within us and through us. If you want to find God, look not to the heavens, but within your own heart. Bruce Almighty's God had it spot on. Quit looking up and start looking in. Ernest Holmes said, "There is a God power at the center of every person's being, a presence that knows neither lack, limitation, nor fear, sickness, disquiet, nor imperfection. This presence and power is at the center of all people and all things." He also said, "You do not pray this power into existence. Your use of it is not a prayer to the power, but a recognition of it." It's a recognition of it, that it already exists, that it's already present, that it's already active in our lives. So all of the good that Spirit is, that means all of the power, all of the perfection, all of the intelligence, all of the order, all of the creativity that God is present. But when that presence cannot find entrance into our lives and into our thinking, when we block that flow through our worry and our concern and our fear, that blocks that boundlessness of life from coming in and flowing into us and through us. When we're stuck in those negative emotions, those are emotions of unbelief. We're having faith in the negative, faith in what might turn out the thing that we don't want. It's kind of like, you know, when you take two magnets and they're the wrong sides and you push them against each other and they just keep pushing off of each other. They won't push together. That's what it's like. When we are in fear and worry and concern, we just push that good. We create a space so that good can't get in. It just keeps being repelled from us. Those two magnets, those two thoughts, the thoughts and spirit and all that it is, don't jibe. They don't correspond to each other. And so the title of my talk today is The All in All. And I'm talking about that it is our recognition of that infinite presence that is within us and within our lives. That is the thing that activates our faith, our recognition of it. We forget when we're in worry and concern. And in turn, then, that creates an avenue for that good to express in our lives, whatever our desire is. And so last week we talked about the fact that we are spiritual and not religious, and that we do not believe that there is a man up in heaven who people call God. That's not the God that we believe in. So then, if we are to have faith, first, what is faith? And second, if we are to have faith, in what do we have faith in? What is it that we have faith in? We do not have faith in this man living up in the clouds or up in the sky that is orchestrating things here on earth, that God that is causing earthquakes and disasters and pandemics. We don't believe in that God. We don't believe that there is a God who is punishing some and rewarding others, or a God who is pulling strings if we say our prayers right. That's not that presence, that power, that spirit that we believe in. Instead, we believe in a spirit that is a presence and a power that is ever present at the center of all. And we either block the flow of that presence in our lives, the good that it is, we block it, or we allow it to come in and flow through our lives. We permit it to flow, or we block its flow according to our beliefs and our focus and our attention and our faith. Ernest Holmes said, "We do not will this presence into existence, nor do we by declaration, affirmation, demand, or command it. We do not court this presence through false humility, nor engage its attention by admiration. The presence, the power, is always there. It is willingness, acceptance, and recognition which give entrance to this divine presence. It is faith and acknowledgement which permit its creative power to flow. Willingness, acceptance, recognition. Faith, acknowledgement. That is what allows the good that we seek to flow into our lives." And so that says to me then, faith is recognizing that we don't have to coerce some being out there to do something on our behalf, to bring the good that we desire into our lives. Instead, what we need to do is just to recognize that the nature of capital L life, the nature of spirit, the nature and the essence is good. That's another name for God, is good. Recognize that the nature of life is good. That's one of the first things we can recognize when we get into spinning because something isn't working out. We can recognize that the limitless nature of spirit is the nature of our lives. That the nature of life is to express in its fullness all of the time. That's what it does. And to express in its fullness means then it is expressing as harmony. It is expressing as order, as balance, as peace, as wisdom and intelligence and inner guidance. Whatever the thing is that we need that can take us to the place we want to be, it is that already. And it is the fruition of that thing already, awaiting our acknowledgement and our acceptance. That's what gives that good entrance into our lives and into our experience. So recognizing it and identifying with it. Aren't those the first two steps of spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer? Recognizing that which spirit is and identifying that with our lives and with ourselves. And so to me then, faith looks like not trusting that there is a God outside of us that's going to actually do something for us, that's going to manipulate the things in the world for us, but instead it looks like knowing that even if we don't know right now, we will know when we need to know. It looks like, to me, faith looks like trusting that we are being led to the perfect solutions and to the perfect answers. And that when those solutions and answers present themselves to us, they will present themselves to us in a way that we easily understand, that we see and that we understand. I think faith looks like knowing that life, capital L, life is always unfolding itself, and it is always evolving in greater and greater ways forever. That means we can't be limited. I think faith looks like knowing that life supports us, that life is for us, that life is for our flourishing all of the time. Because when life is for our flourishing, that means that that presence is getting to express in its fullness. That's what it does. Express in its fullness looks like our flourishing in our lives. And so I'd like to share another story with you that says, at the beginning of my life mastery training residential seminar, a woman named Sonia arrived to drop off her boyfriend, Eddie. Eddie, who was about to participate in the program. As Sonia and I spoke, she got interested in the seminar and asked if she could attend also. We had a place for her, and without any planning, she was on board. Also attending the program was an Egyptian fellow named Mahmoud, who had written to me and asked if we had any scholarships available. Although we usually do not offer scholarships for that program, his sincerity and his desire were winning, so I decided to follow my intuition and make an exception, allowing him to attend simply for the cost of room and board. During the seminar, Eddie and Sonia announced that they were in the process of breaking up. The other participants and I supported the couple as they expressed their feelings in the presence of the group and said a mature and loving goodbye to each other. 2 years later, I saw Sonia, and she told me that she and Mahmoud had gotten married. I was amazed. We got to know each other a bit at the retreat, she said, and a year later, we began to exchange emails. We fell in love, and now we're together. I marvel at the synchronicity and the confluence of the whole scenario. Mahmoud was at the program on a rare scholarship. Sonia decided to attend at the spur of the moment, and she and Eddie processed their breakup amongst us. At that time, no one had any idea that the couple would get together. You never know how your good will show up. Be yourself, trust the process, and divine timing will take care of the details. That's how it works. So, faith is not then thinking that God is going to take care of whatever it is for us, this outside God in heaven that's orchestrating things, not thinking that God's going to manipulate things and take care of things and create this perfect relationship. Instead, it's knowing that life is creating out of itself everything. It's creating everything out of itself, and that is a boundless nature. It's a creative nature. It's the very essence of the good itself. It is expressing according to its nature, which is abundance and beauty and harmony and perfection. That's what it does. It doesn't take any manipulation. That's just what it does. It just takes us showing up and saying yes. Yes to wholeness. Yes to peace. Yes to harmony. Yes to opportunities. The faith that it's going to unfold itself and saying yes now before it even shows up. It is its nature to express as harmony and order and perfection and good. So your faith opens you to the solutions that are already available. Your faith opens you to the perfect answers. Your faith opens you to the perfect relationship or the perfect job or the perfect opportunity, the perfect things that you want. Saying yes and knowing that that presence is already filling your life. The gift has already been made. Good already exists. It's only awaiting our acceptance. Ernest Holmes said, "Deep within me, some subtle inner sight beholds and sees, comprehends and knows the all. It neither fears nor falters, but answers the divine call to be as one beyond the bounds of time and space, to overcome the bondage of the human race, and to leap with trust, undaunted and free." There's a part of us that already sees and beholds that. And so I invite you right now to join me in a meditation where we are giving ourselves the opportunity to see and to behold and to remember that. And so let your body just become settled and peaceful. And become aware of the quiet and still place that resides at the center of your being. This place of absolute stillness is within, yet beyond your body. Here, deep within, there is a place of absolute silence. Perfect stillness. As you bring your full attention to this place of stillness, let the outside world begin to fade into the background. Allow your awareness to be fully immersed in this palpable silence. In this space of silence, you move beyond your rational mind into the intuitive knowing of your soul. Here, there are no limitations and no belief in limitation. Here, you are fed with the light of your own spiritual essence. Here you experience the place where there is no separation between you and the divine. All seeming boundaries dissolve. There is only one. One life, one love, one energy. One being. It is the very nature and essence of the infinite, and you are one and the same in it. In this communion lies the limitlessness of the divine. In all, through all, as all. There are no limitations or obstructions, only infinite power, infinite love, perfect peace. Pure bliss, pure potential, creativity itself, good without end. What is true of the one spirit, the divine, is true of you, for you are one. In this now moment lies the fullness of the presence. Before you, beside you, behind you, above you, below you, within you. I invite you to just revel in this experience of oneness for a few moments. Here, we come home to ourselves. Here, we come home to boundlessness. Here, we come home to infinite potentiality. And our oneness in it. Here, you experience the truth of who you are. Limitless, free, unhindered, and boundless. In this awareness, there is only union with the divine. Here, you are once again aligned with the order and the harmony of the universe. From this place of union, you are guided and led into perfect action in perfect timing. You are in sync with infinite knowingness and perfect wisdom. From this place in consciousness, you move beyond any seeming obstacles, for they are nothing but illusions. They have no reality in the infinite. They are only born from a belief in separation from the infinite. And in truth, you are one. No duality. No separation, simply holy and eternally one. And so I invite you to begin to bring your awareness back to your body, to the seat that you're sitting on, feeling your feet on the floor. And when you're ready to open your eyes, maybe wiggle your fingers and feet a little bit, get yourself back in your body all the way. That is the place of limitlessness. That's the reality of life that we are living. So my invitation to you is when things feel like they're falling apart, when things aren't going according to the plans that you have made, to just know that Spirit permeates it all. It permeates that entire situation. It permeates your thinking. It permeates things as they unfold. Permeates you right where you are and all of your life. Spirit permeates it all because Spirit is expressing as it all. To know that you actually are life's living enterprise. You are life's living enterprise. Here to give expression to it and to further express it. To express and further express that limitlessness, that good. Know that you are never limited. You are never stuck. Because the nature of your life is that infinite presence. The nature of the infinite one is the nature of your life and the nature of who you are. And know that your success and your thriving are guaranteed. For that is how life expresses itself. That is how life unfolds itself. That's how life becomes all that it is through your success and your thriving. That's how it unfolds itself in greater ways. And as a result of knowing that, you'll move through your life with confidence and with faith and with trust. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of remembering who you are, this path of coming home to your own divine self and to the presence of the infinite that is everywhere in your life. So blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer as we turn our attention to the capital T truth, the truth that Spirit is truly all that there is, for Spirit imbues all things and expresses as all things, unfolds itself as all things in all that it is. That means all of the potential, all of the good, all of the power, the wholeness, the beauty, the magnificence, the intelligence, the love that Spirit is right where we are at every single moment in our lives, unfolding itself all around us through what we see in this material world, through our interactions with other people, through the opportunities, through the messages that we get, through the inner guidance and urgings that we get, through our own intuition, through our desires. But that is the infinite one speaking to us, beckoning us, calling us into our best and fullest life. And so I claim right now, too, then, that we, each and every one of us, in full recognition of this life of spirit that we are imbued in, that right now we step out of any fear, any worry, any concern, and leave it behind. We let it go into the nothingness from whence it came, for there is nothing in spirit to support that. That fear and worry is simply based on a misperception or an incomplete perception of the power and the presence of good itself. And so today we just claim and know and remember that we walk in this good at all times, that good unfolds itself through us, that good unfolds itself as our lives, as all that we do, for that good is the only power that exists. And so it is with a grateful heart that I give thanks for that. I also speak this word about every other person on this planet, knowing that right where they are also is this infinite presence, and that it is unfolding in each and every person's life as the exact thing that they need, as peace and power and abundance, wisdom and intelligence, as love, as oneness, as connection and unity. I speak this word about every single politician, decision maker, world leader, recognizing that that same presence is within them, and that that presence today, right now in this moment, is revealing itself as wisdom and as inner guidance in their decisions, in their choices, in all that they do. For this presence is a presence of oneness. It is a presence of love. It is a presence of good. And that is unfolding itself. And so it is with gratitude that I release this word, this prayer, into the law of the universe, into that creative womb, knowing that as we release this and have faith in it, that it is unfolding itself. And we have faith in it because it is the truth. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is. And so my invitations for you are, we have an upcoming class that is called The Infinite You as the Universe. It begins Thursday, May 9th for 6 weeks. It is about creating an empowered life by exploring your beliefs and discover some deeper truths, looking at the truth of oneness and the reciprocal nature of the universe. We would love to have you in class if you'd like to. There's a sign-up sheet in the back. The book is going to be This Thing Called You, which is a book about this thick that is full of juicy pieces that will feed your soul that are lovely. Pat and Mike are still working with people that are unhoused. If you would like to join them, that is available, and also that our practitioners are available after service. We have a ministry of prayer box in the back. You can fill out a prayer request. We'll support you. We have prayer shawls you can take with you. And to follow us, like us, share us on your social media accounts. And that's it. And to close out, I invite you to repeat after me. Good fills my life now.
Good fills my life now.
I recognize it. I savor it.
I own it.
I live it. And so it is.
And so it is.